You're listening to ESPN 97.5, your home for sports. Presented by Rice University, Jones Graduate School of Business MBA program. KFNC Mount Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.
Here they come, yo. Here they come. All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN. 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a good Friday. It's an F-yeah Friday in the neighborhood. Everyone present and accounted for those of us like us that are working. While all of you are frolicking in the gorgeous weather and the sunshine and doing whatever you do, but we appreciate you tuning in here to The Suspects. Fellas, what's going on?
Has anyone made a great Friday joke yet?
No.
Not just a good Friday. A great Friday.
It is nice outside, though.
It's
really nice.
I would rather be out there looking at the beautiful weather and city than in here looking at your two ugly faces.
Yeah, it's nice. I want to be outdoors, too.
This is a great yard work day.
At least on the live stream, you got your own stream going.
What the hell is going on there? That's weird. Oh, that's just because of the TV. Somebody messed up the TV.
Oh.
Yeah. We're good. I didn't want to come to work today. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't want to be. I usually can't wait to get here. I love doing this job. I love this show. I love our listeners. I love everything about my life. I just wanted to stay home, play video games, and do yard work today. I'm not gonna lie. That was it. That was all I wanted to do. That's it.
We didn't want you to show up to work either. Believe me.
I know you didn't.
Now, you notice he said we, but I didn't say anything.
I just
believe me. Joel did not want you to show up to work.
I know. Every day I get here and Nick just jams the knife in my back within 5 minutes. It's awful. It's awful. I have to do this job, Joel, with one eye open all the time, like on him.
He's a mood killer for sure. I know that because I'm always happy when you come in a good mood. And then I just have to sit back as an innocent bystander and watch as he...
demoralized,
inflicts the pain.
Who gets berated at a Rockets game, at a playoff Rockets game for 3.5 hours? I do. Why? Because I work with this clown, Barry Laminack.
I didn't berate you.
Yes, you did.
What did I say?
And who gets berated the most every day?
I'm just proud.
From
you
1 to 4.
I'm just proud you learned the word berated. That's I'm like that word of the day calendar I got you is really paying off.
Look, that's a mute point. Okay, shut up.
Woofer.
Supposedly.
I'm never going to stop saying woofer.
Supposedly.
Well, I give you an excuse. That's tough.
Yeah. Supposedly.
Whatever.
But I'm just berated. I'm like, wow, this guy's really been studying.
That Webster dictionary. Yeah,
but you notice he said it like 50 times. He's like, you know what? Damn it. I learned berated. I'm going to do it today. And he's like, yo, I berated some cheese today to put on some tacos.
No, I berated my hair.
Yeah, I berated my hair. Nick's like, I'm using it. I don't care. I'm going to fit it in somehow. No.
I'm not going to let you ruin my good Friday. My great Friday.
Great Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. I don't want to.
That aggravated you?
What aggravated me?
That joke?
No.
Then I'm happy.
What, berated?
No. Saying it's a great Friday.
Oh, no. That didn't aggravate me at all.
I thought you were going to say that you got berated by the media after your line to the female in the locker room. I thought that's what was
getting to you. I'm pretty sure they're going to make fun of me again.
You're the outcast. Let's be real.
I'm really not.
When it comes to Houston sports media, you're the pariah. You're the guy that everyone looks at when you walk in. They're like, oh,
the thing, God. I don't try to fit in. No, clicks.
The radio guy is here. Because you're literally the only radio guy.
That's not true. That's so not true.
I mean, I'm not counting some of these, like, I don't want to say this. This is going to sound bad. I think I may have hurt some feelings going off the air yesterday when I said my joke. about the books, and I didn't mean it. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Oh, you hurt some, who'd you?
Yesterday, when we were getting off the air, I felt like, you know, I felt bad. I felt bad for the show.
You did not feel bad.
I felt like I hurt some feelings.
Nope.
Which show?
I just want them to know, everybody, that if I was at another station, I would totally be dogging this station. I just want everyone to know that. No matter where I am, I'm always going to dog the competition. So it's not a personal thing. It's not a personal attack. It's you know, us versus them, and wherever I'm at.
Did you get called in the office or something? What
happened? I didn't. I just went. I felt legitimately bad because I was like, those guys didn't do anything to me. I'm sure they're great people.
Are you talking about when last segment we were asking who we would work with?
Yeah, I just had that mean parting shot. I'm not gonna even repeat it. If you want to, you can go to the pod. You can go to the podcast and listen to it. I just felt bad, and that's it's rare that you're going to get me to feel bad about a joke, an actual joke. But I know in this business, people are sensitive. Radio guys, people that are behind a microphone in general, we have large egos and we get very sensitive. And I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
I got the second part.
I don't want to be the guy where everybody's like, he's just being an a-hole. This is a joke, so I apologize.
You want to try it again?
I swear, looking for it, Nick? Are you going to play?
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Okay.
I'm totally about to tweet our comedian of the week.
Okay, because you can't trust him. He would go back and just rerun it and make me relive.
You'd be like, wait, Barry, you didn't want to mention this one?
I mean, look, it was a really good joke. I'm not going to lie. If I was roasting, I would have won the roast. But, yeah, I felt bad.
Why don't I remember it?
I don't know. It was the last thing said on the show yesterday, literally.
Oh, because I had a read after that, I think.
That could be why. Yeah.
You laughed at the joke. You just don't remember.
Yeah, I just don't remember.
Your brain is just not functioning right now.
Yeah.
So.
Let's get into that after your little text-a-rama last night.
Oh, can we read that? I'm just going to read the whole thing.
Yeah. You can't. Can tell, it's not radio friendly. I'd have to dump you the entire time.
You can tell Nick got drunk.
I was going to say. At one point, I threw my phone over across the couch, and Lisa's like, "What's wrong?" I go, "Nick is drinking."
You were big mad. I was reading, going, "Oh my god, I want to see Joel's face right now." He's smacking his lips.
Big mad.
He's licking them. He's probably screaming at his phone. It was crazy.
I was just waiting for Nick to finally admit that he was under the influence because I was like, "Oh my god," he kept going. So the text started because Barry reminded us that we had to pick a movie again or some you know, a document, whatever. We had to pick something for everybody to watch over the weekend to review for our movie madness thing. And it was my turn. Mm-hmm. So I was looking at it. And at first I was like, you know what? I wanted to get approval from you guys, just like when you brought Motley Crue to the table with the dirt, you know, just to say, hey, is this something that you guys be interested in? Blah, blah, blah. Nick just starts with, you're supposed to pick it. You don't need help. Blah, 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 blah. I was like, God.
No, my favorite was when he said, no one wants to watch a documentary on Giannis's penis.
Yeah, I was like, how did we get there?
I was like, Nick is on fire right now. And then I knew Joel was mad when he started cursing.
I didn't curse.
I already picked the bleeping thing.
I didn't curse, did I?
Yeah, you bro, did. You totally,
did
I? Yeah.
Because I looked back at it this
that
morning.
That was the tipping point.
Because Nick kept going, are we going to pick one? Can we pick one? Then he came back and goes, I mean, I'm still waiting. Why is it taking so long with a lot of expletives in between? I was like, go back, scroll back and realize I picked it 30 minutes ago.
I picked it already. You gave suggestions. You never picked anything. Why is this taking forever? Last Call. That's the name of the documentary. Scroll back. I said it 30 minutes
there
ago.
You go.
Yes, you cursed.
There you go.
F word, too.
Yep.
And then super enjoyed anyways. That idea blows. Bleep. I vote this to be Joel's last week of picking movies. It was just, I'm just reading this after yard work going, wow. Nick went ham. Like, and Joel,
my response to that was great. Me too.
So,
I wanted Joel's last week too.
So what did you pick? Tell the people what the homework for the weekend. We started the movie club. It was a listener's idea. I wish we could give him credit, whoever it was. I forgot who. But we have the movie club. So every couple of weeks, we're going to pick a movie. Everybody can watch. We'll talk about it next week. So what did you pick?
So I picked a documentary called Long Shot.
Oh, no, that's not what it says
in the text.
That's
not what it says in the text, sir. You didn't say, you said Last Call. He just read it out loud.
Last Call. You used for the whole time y'all argued, it was Last Call. The whole time. Why did you switch?
And I was Googling it, too. And I was like, what is he talking about?
Because here's the thing.
Here's what it said. Let's see. You're supposed to pick Joel, not ask us, because you were like, what do you guys want to do? And then Nick's being a jerk. I'm blocking you. Like, I feel like Joel needs to pick is going to pick a bad move. Then you said last call. It's a documentary around the Dodgers.
Right.
And you then we're going, and we're going, we're going. And he's like, oh, why is this taking forever? You said last call. I already said it 30 minutes ago.
Right.
What?
What was I hoping for in Nick's regard?
No, that's a good try.
I wanted him to, when he realized at last call,
my drunk ass is at the bar Googling last call documentary for about 30 damn minutes.
Last call.
30 minutes.
Well, I was hoping for a
documentary that did not exist.
So anyway, the documentary that I actually picked is called Long Shot. And Long Shot is a documentary based on a true story, and it's actually, it has the actual people involved in it. It's an amazing story of a guy that's accused of murder, and he's a huge Los Angeles Dodgers fan. And in a random set of circumstances, he has to find a lawyer and try and defend himself. Otherwise, not only is he going to be going to jail for murder, but he's facing the death penalty.
You realize this is like 2 years old.
I don't care.
Okay.
I got to pick it, and it's a cool story.
Cool. I don't have any homework then. I've already seen this.
Cool. Well, there you go.
I'm good. You've not seen it yet, Nick?
No, Joel gave me a quick premise to it, like a quick description of it.
I talked about it on the show. Like when I watched it, we discussed it on the show that week that I watched it.
Yeah, but when he described it on the text, he said like Dodgers. Yeah, and I thought, screw the Dodgers. And I was just.
What I thought when he was like, Last Call, it's a movie about the Dodgers. I was like, what is this like? What is it about?
But Jackie he said Robbins? Dodgers game too. And I was just like, what Dodgers game? I didn't, you know.
I was so confused. So.
Well, then it worked.
So it's not Last Call, it's
Long
Shot.
And I did y'all a favor, too, because when you first sent the text, I was in the car. I got home, and I said, I got to get on Netflix. I got to figure out what the next movie's going to be. And Lisa's like, oh, it's got to be, you should pick Homecoming. Everybody's talking about it. It's fantastic. I was like, what's Homecoming?
Beyonce.
She's like, the Beyonce documentary.
I would have been down with that.
I think I did y'all a favor. I was telling Nick, I watched like the first 25 minutes of it. Oh, my God.
He said it sucks.
Yeah, because Lisa set it up beautifully, like Jay-Z and the behind the scenes and the making of it and all she had to do to get back in shape after the kids. I was like, all right, cool. That's pretty. That would be pretty cool. I watched it, and the first 25 minutes was just two performances from Coachella, with which the theme, basically her theme was getting back to like black bands. From like the college bands and things like that. So the entire stage performance is with the band on stage and different kind of routines. The first song would have been cool. Two songs in, I'm like, is this all it is, Lisa? Because I can't do that to the guys.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't pick it. I wouldn't have. I mean, I looked at that documentary. Like, I clicked on it on Netflix. But that's something I would watch if I had absolutely nothing else to watch.
Like, people are losing their mind, like, skipping work to watch it. They've been talking about it. I was like, yeah, I was listening to one of the satellite radio channels the other day. And they're like, yeah, people are actually missing work because they have to see it. Now, the minute it came out, and it's such an important deal. I was like, why?
I feel like you're excused if it's Game of Thrones like last week.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Even that's a little much. Like, don't be
But at least
nerdy.
They've been around for what, like seven,
like,
8 years?
People take off work to go see a movie. Like, just wait for the weekend, you weirdos.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, Star Wars episode 70, bro. Like, Luke's great great grandkid is going to fight Darth Vader's great 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 grandson. And it's like, oh my God. Oh, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, it's cool that you're into it, but don't dress up and take a day off. It's bad enough you dress up, you weirdo. This is why you don't have a girlfriend. All right. My only suggestion would have been picking something that's been released in the last year. That's my only thing, because I want to, like, that's
my only suggestion.
My
was,
only suggestion then was
I
you
knew
were,
I knew it would be sports because it's Joel. Like, I was like, this is definitely going to be a sports based movie, and that's good, that's fine. But I was like, I was hoping, like, that you didn't see the one about Cocaine Island. That looks really good.
Guess what you can pick.
Fair enough. Touche.
There you go. Because I was going to say, I opened it up to you guys with my first text back, and I got Sir Crap-a-Lot in there, poo-pooing all over it. And I went, you know what? Then screw you.
The amount of vulgarity that he spewed at you.
And it was better for you not to make any suggestions at that point, because literally anything you would have suggested would have been absolutely,
penis.
Yeah, like, it would have been crapped on. So it was better for you to just stop texting me at that point.
Oh, I did. It was better for you, too. Because I was like, Lisa was looking at me, I'm like, no, just letting it go.
Is she like telling you what to say to me?
No. Don't she's lie. Like, what's going on? She's like, you were in a great mood and now you don't look like you're so much. I go, just, it's Nick's drinking. Just leave it alone. Yep, just leave it alone.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Who's the comedian of the week?
John Wessling is our comedian of the week. We have featured him before, but I wanted to feature my guy again. I'm getting to work with him in May out in El Paso, but he's got a show this weekend at the Joke Joint, a 420 show, 8 o'clock. JokeJointComedyShowcase.com for tickets. The man has pretty much done it all, besides being a friend to me and a mentor in comedy. Finalist on Last Comic Standing, roasted Jeff Foxworthy on Comedy Central, live at Gotham, Just for Laughs, which is the largest comedy festival in the world, and any comedian that wants to make it one day does Just for Laughs. Whiskey Brothers podcast. He's worked here, 1560. The man has done it all, John Wessling. He's hilarious.
He would still possibly be working here if he didn't have just a horse's ass for a partner.
A partner? Yeah. Oh, he definitely would be.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Dude is
talented. You're definitely right. Do you want to say who his partner was?
People can look it
you
up.
Can, yeah, you can Google John Wessling and Adam Did I say it?
Normally you save that for members only, but you just went out to the public.
Is he feeling bad again? Like you? Are you going to feel bad after the show?
If I worked with Adam Clanton, I wouldn't be taking shots at him. If I worked with Josh Ennis, I would. Okay, I might still take shots at Josh. I mean, I guess I still do because I take shots at Fred and AJ and.
Dude, you take shots at us. They better be able to take those damn shots. And that we're on the
true.
Show.
That is true. I do pick on you guys as much as I would pick on our competitors. So I don't. Okay, maybe I don't feel bad.
So coming up next segment, we're going to tell you who we would work with at 790 if we did a show.
Ooh, that's a good one.
There you go.
Ooh, I like that.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
All right, let's do that for segment two as we continue to roll through. We know it's a good Friday. Everybody's kicking back, having fun. We're going to do the same. It's not a heavy sports day, but we'll get to it along the way. We appreciate you taking us along wherever you may be on this fine day. And if you want to join the program, 713-780-3776. That's our HR&P listener line. You can call, you can text, you can also hit us up on Twitter where it's at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and of course, at the producer Dick. We'll be back with more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Results may vary. Call for details. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
It's coming, right? You feel it coming. When that does happen, when they make marijuana legal in all 50 states, there will be a first day that pot is legal in America. And that's the day I want to be back in the chopper doing traffic again.
I'll take a look at the traffic on the first day of the legalization of marijuana. Absolutely no traffic problems whatsoever. Everyone's going real slow and taking care of each other. Joints are flying from car to car on I-35. Road rage, a thing of the past. Peace and love has broken out on the freeways of America. Blinkers going off all over the place. Just saw one guy give another guy a high five and two separate moving vehicles. That's a tough maneuver. We do have reports that any and all fast food establishments are backed up for miles.
John Wessling, our comedian of the week on an F Yeah Friday. F is for funny, and he is our comedian of the week. We'll have two more clips from John at 2:15, 3:15. A name that should be very familiar to those in Houston and Houston sports radio.
Yep.
A guy who was very good at sports radio until he was forced out.
Funny, one of the funniest lines I ever heard in the history of radio came from Wessling. One day I was listening and they were on a remote, him and his co-host. Mm-hmm. And
we'll call him M.O. for members only.
And Gilbert showed up.
John's Gilbert?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was doing something and they were talking and I don't know what happened. Shenanigans ensued. And at one point, Wessling goes, "You never go full Gilbert." And if you know the real saying from it was just a beautiful line at the moment. It was I was just amazed. And one of the funniest things I've heard. But yeah, John's my guy. Also, just to give him some love, Billy D's at the Joke Joint this weekend as well.
Oh,
Billy
yeah.
D is there on the 19th, but Westling is there on the 20th. And John is with Victor Tran.
Oh, another one we featured. Yeah.
This is a killer show, man. So make sure you check out Westling and Victor Tran, April 20th, Joke Joint Comedy Showcase.
Good deal. Yeah. Good guys. Billy D and John.
Yeah, Billy D's. I just looked at the website. Billy D has Ben Jackson featuring for him. That's going to be a killer show, too. If you can't make it on the 20th, get out to the 19th. Those are really good shows, I'm telling you right now.
And not both guys mad. With a resume that includes
impressive.
Houston sports radio
yep.
and other things. So
yep.
go check them out. Support the peeps. And again, stay tuned for more of John throughout this show on a Friday. So he's our comedian of the week. Good stuff there. All right. So we were talking before the break and we were kicking it around. And this started yesterday. So maybe you used the same line twice. So with the end of the show yesterday, we talked about. Who would you work with if
yeah.
you did a show? Now, the premise was I think we got a text. And the text said, hey, Granato does a show with Paul Gallant. It's a TV show that they shoot down at the Rustic that airs, I think, on Cube 57 on Saturday.
Yes.
So the question was posed to us, who would we work with if we had to work with someone from 610?
Mm-hmm.
And we all answered, I believe, right? Nick, did you ever answer? I don't know. Did Nick ever answer?
Where'd he go?
Nick, did you ever say who leaving. You would work with at 610?
I don't think I named anybody.
Yeah, you said Seth.
I would Seth Payne.
Which I'm not completely shocked that it would be an athlete.
Here we go.
I said Rich Lord because he would make me look good. Because not physically and sports take wise. So I said Rich Lord. And who did you say?
Probably probably somebody younger like a Gallant.
He's already taken. You can't choose
Seth
Paul
Payne.
Gallant.
Why is he taken?
He's already taken.
Then I don't know anybody else.
You don't know anyone else that's 6'10"?
You don't want
Shawnee?
You don't want
Sean Pendergrass?
Derek.
Who?
He's like a weekend host.
Are you just
Oh, that's your guy.
Names?
Your guy. No, I met Derek. Him. Yeah, it's the weekend guy, baseball player.
Adam Spolane is another guy I know.
It's just mega. Phil. Who's Phil? I don't know. It's Phil.
What
I'm
about
sure
the
there's a guy
locker.
That works there named Phil.
I don't know who he is. I don't know.
The laundry locker? That's not his name.
Oh, Landry Locker.
See, that's not nice.
That's
y'all are just taking shots at
no,
everybody.
No, not today. Not me. I'm a good. This is Good Friday. I'm being good.
Oh God.
I'm doing this
because I'm sure you're going to church after this.
I'm doing this for Jesus.
Uh-huh.
I'm being nice for Jesus.
All right. So round two, you do the same scenario, but you got to pick someone at 790. Who are you picking?
So what are the shows at 790? It's Salisbury in the morning.
What should we do?
There's Cook and Kalu in the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Thomas show.
Right.
The A-Team with Clanton and Adam Wexler.
Mo and Adam.
And then, is that it? Who's on after their show? Is that it? I think after the A-Team.
I think that might be it.
Okay. I'd probably go Matt Thomas.
Okay.
He seems like he'd be a lot of fun to do a show with.
Okay.
Because before I really got into radio, I used to listen to Matt Thomas, and I really enjoyed his show. I thought he did a good job. So
okay.
I'd probably listen to him. I'd want to do a show with him.
I'd probably do one with Wex.
With Wex? I can see that.
Yep.
Yeah. Who are you going? You're going...
I did that because now Nick's really screwed. And I want to see if he might just have to take the youngest left.
Yeah.
Isn't the average age over there like 57? There's nobody that I would work with.
There's one dangling in the wind for you. Mo is out there.
Who?
Mo, members only.
He's old too, isn't he?
I don't think so. But, okay.
But he's not in his 50s.
I don't know.
No.
You think everybody's old,
yeah, you
bro?
You do.
I can't wait till you get old. You know you're going to be like making fun of old people is fine, but bitch, you can't run from it. You're going to be old too.
And I'm going to be completely okay with people calling me old.
You and Rachel can do a show.
Trust me.
She's young.
Yeah, you could do a show with Rachel.
How about that?
Oh yeah. See, Rachel I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could totally do a show with Rachel.
So there you go.
There you go.
Everybody else?
Orange
old as
is
dirt.
The new.
It's not orange. It's no. orange, right? No? Did I say that wrong?
Don't catch me lying.
You don't know either? I just know Rachel.
Game Day OJ. I know that on
Twitter. There you go. Game Day OJ on Twitter. The first lady of sports talk. She's literally the only female. I mean, some of them act like bitches, but she's literally the only female sports talk radio host in the city, is she not?
As currently, right now, yeah.
She's on the Salisbury Show, but if you run through their lineup, all dudes.
Mm-hmm.
If you run through 610, all dudes. Mm-hmm. And here, all dudes.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Now, she is the first lady of sports talk radio.
In the
good
history of Houston sports radio, like Nina Martini was the first lady of sports in Houston, and she was a reporter.
Is that what she called herself? So Rachel's biting her, stealing her style?
I believe she's billed herself. But I would think that Miss Martini, who's in the Astros Hall of Fame for media people,
yeah,
and was a fixture in this market, and I believe she did some radio too. I would think that she might hold that title, but I'm just trying to think.
But none of the female TV reporters did radio, like radio hits?
Well, it depends, because here's what you have to be technical about it, saying as a sports, she's billing it as sports, right, Barry?
What?
First lady of sports radio?
Sports radio, that...
I'll tell you.
Because Dominique Soxa did radio for a while. Maria Todd was a fixture doing KRBE with Sam Malone in the morning show.
Yeah, but that's not...
That's what I'm saying. It's not sports.
Right. Let's see. Here's her. I don't even think I follow her.
Kim Davis. Kim Davis did radio for a long time in this market. She's still in the market. And
yeah. The first lady of sports talk radio in Houston, co-host of the Sean Salisbury Show and co-host of the
Kim
Sean
Davis
Unfiltered
is a perfect
podcast.
Example.
Kim Davis is, yeah, she's been in
you guys are
radio
forgetting
for a long time.
You guys are going to get in so much trouble. Both of you. I can't believe you, Dub.
The Gloss.
No.
From the Boston
Julie
Gloss.
Julie Takahashi.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
She was at this station.
Yeah, I know.
She was in this time slot.
I never worked with her, though.
Yeah, she was in. I believe she was in this time slot, if I'm not mistaken.
How am I going to get in so much trouble for that?
Well, I mean, we should know the history of our own station, right?
I didn't work with her, bro.
I didn't either.
Okay, well, I would say, though, that I'm with you, Martini, because it was Martini and Edmonds at one point.
There you go. That, yep.
Martini and Edmonds, yeah. I'm going to have to dispute the first lady. But now, she's not saying she was the first lady. She's just saying currently she is, because there's every new president that gets voted into office, we get a new
That's
first
a fair
lady.
Point. That's a fair
so
point.
So she is the current first lady of sports talk. So I will allow it. I'll allow it, Rachel. Good job.
Nick, you and Rachel. That's who you picked, right?
Yeah, I don't like this game, though. I feel weird. I feel like we're just taking shots at...
No.
No, not at all.
I just said used to listen to Matt Thomas all the time, and he does a great radio show.
You've always sung his praises. You've sung his praises for a long time.
How is that taking a shot at him?
Because you're just so aggressive.
I was in Matt Thomas's wedding. He's a great dude.
Just berate everybody.
Well, again, across you got it in again. Ding! If you're at home playing the word of the day, drink. Take another shot. Mix it in again.
Dude, if there was some alcohol here, I would totally.
Trust me, I know. You'd be hammered.
This guy right here would believe every minute that you would.
People drink on Good Friday. It's a reason to drink.
Just don't text. Okay? All right, so we're going to continue to roll on half hour into the big show. Still got half hour to go in hour number one. It's a 3-hour extravaganza. So if you want to join, we are here for you. 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter. Before we head to the break, I want to tell you about besthotelrates.com. We've been telling you about it now for a couple of weeks, because the people here believe that you need to know that there's only one place to go when you need a hotel room. I mean, we all travel, some more than others. And you guys are out there, whether business and pleasure, and you need hotels. And you have trouble sometimes booking your rooms. I got a suggestion for you. You just go to besthotelrates.com. Besthotelrates.com has negotiated special rates with over 600,000 hotels worldwide, and they extend the discounts that they get directly to you. Just go to the website, plug in your destination, your dates of travel, and just like that, you're looking at discounted rates from many of the hotels that you could pay more money for by going to a different site. Save your money. Book your hotels through besthotelrates.com. It's top-notch customer service. They back you up with your reservations, and you stay in places that are safe and secure and top-notch. Besthotelrates.com is your one-stop shop for everything hotels, and you can start planning your next trip right now. It's the name, besthotelrates.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through second half of the first hour of the big show. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a good Friday. Hope you all are having a great one. See what I did there? A great Friday to all of you as we are working to hopefully get you through whatever you're doing in your day. A lot of people checking in going, whoa, had no idea. Flipped on the radio. You guys are working.
Yeah.
Shout out, by the way, to Pink Valkyrie. She already reached out to say thanks for working today, but she was in a car wreck yesterday.
Oh, damn. What happened?
And, yeah.
She okay?
She actually said her car was in for service, so she was using her mom's. And I don't know if it was due to the rain or whatever, but she spun out of control and she hit the cement divider wall.
Uh-oh.
And she was pretty banged up, but thankfully she's okay. I said, look, the main thing is you're okay. The cars can be replaced and fixed, but just make sure you're okay. Because I reached out to her to say, are you okay? Because she had tweeted that she was in a car wreck.
Oh, okay. She tweeted it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, how do you just randomly...
Like, because I
tune with.
I have this drone that oversees the city,
just
and I just program
everybody.
Where I need it to go,
just
and it just
on
gives
everybody.
Me reports.
Well, yeah, I hope she gets better. She's okay, though? Like
said she's very sore today, knee hit the dashboard pretty hard, neck and shoulders are hurting based on the impact, but she's going to be okay.
Well, that's good news.
So we give our best out to Pink Valkyrie,
indeed.
Loyal listener to the show.
Okay, I'll be the first to admit it. I didn't watch a lot of sports last night. I'm sorry, I'm wrapped up in this video game. But what'd I miss?
I'll tell you one thing that was very funny that is because the kind of the underwriting theme with us lately has been farting.
Okay.
All right.
This is the theme on
with
this
you
show.
Two, not the producer, Joel and Barry. Let's get that clear.
Not that
the
Barry,
only two
not
ripping
because,
ass
no.
on this show is Joel and Barry. No. No, because we're not going to lie to the people.
Okay. Not that I want to have a whole segment about farting again.
Yeah, because
but
you
aren't
are.
You the one that peed out your butt?
No.
Using your words,
and
I believe
did it in
first
another
of all,
building,
I never said
you
that.
Did the walk of shame
never,
because you didn't you want
did.
To do it here?
You did.
Never.
So don't even... I came in there and maybe tooted one time in the... In
you
the,
admitted to that. He's done it multiple
time.
Times
yeah.
to us. Joel has
don't
done it multiple
even
times.
Try it.
And you've
I love
done it.
It. He does. I'm all for it.
You don't care.
The okay. crop duster is a very, very... underappreciated move.
I wasn't trying to interrupt the direction of where y'all were going. I was just trying to spit the facts. That's all.
So, Nick, I know you didn't see it, and if you did, you saw eight guys on the bench instead of the four that were doing it. But the fact of the matter was they were showing the fact that Embiid wasn't playing last night. And Roz, whatever her name is, the sideline reporter, they were going to throw to her to say, what's the latest on Joel Embiid? Right when they did, someone dropped ass.
Oh, nice.
And all of a sudden, you see one guy waving it going, oh, God. Embiid takes his shirt, puts it over his nose, then turns behind going, who did it? And they're looking. And the whole time, no one on TNT has gotten a clue of what's happened and what
on.
They're showing. And it just was humorous because all the guys are like, oh.
That's
just
outstanding.
Waving it and everything. They're like, oh, that's good humor right
that's
there.
That's outstanding. No, I mean, it's not funny, but that's great. It happened to somebody else while they're at work besides
exactly.
me.
It's funny when it's not happening to you.
Yeah.
I'll get another coffee and just give me a little while.
Oh, we'll God. I feel like what was the big surprise? Warriors not a surprise to go on the road and beat the
San
Clippers
Antonio.
By as much as they did. San Antonio holding serve, though, at home?
Not only holding serve, but who got it done? I mean, if I'm going to tell you that San Antonio wins that game, who are you going to tell me is the leading scorer?
Not Derek White.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're looking at if it's DeMar DeRozan or LaMarcus Aldridge
right.
or someone like that, and instead, Derek White played the game of his life. I mean, Charlie was talking about 10 points over his career high. He got everybody else involved. He had 26 or 27 in the first half, and Denver looks exactly like I thought. I was fearful that they would look in the playoffs.
Yeah,
they just don't have
good.
Any leadership. They don't have anybody. Paul Millsap can do it. Maybe they talked about him in the locker room and what he is, but in terms of because of the role he has on the team, they just don't have anybody that you can give the ball to or take direction from and say, okay, this is who we're following.
I was in there thinking how to describe Jokic's play sometimes, and it's not that he's – doesn't want to lead or he's not has I think he's timid
I can see
on
that,
the court
yeah.
I think he makes decisions, he's decisive, but he's timid when it comes to wanting to take over. He's timid when it comes to wanting, like, he'll distribute the ball. Remember when LeBron used to get grief for being a good passer? Like, for a while, everyone was like, oh, LeBron is such a great distributor of the ball, he's like Magic, he's the new Magic Johnson, and then they were like, all he does is give up the ball. Like, you're the superstar. Take control. And I think that's where Jokic might be right now, where, you know, we haven't seen him scoring all that much as of late. And I mean, he's going to get his. But there were times when it was like, He wouldn't do. I think he had 10 points in game one.
Yeah,
because he was distributing the ball. So I mean, he had 22 last night. Led the team in scoring. But I think your point about lack of leadership. Maybe it's either lack of leadership or he's their leader. He just doesn't know how to lead yet.
He's Scottie still learning. Pippen. He's kind of like Scottie Pippen, where
he's still learning.
He could be a group leader, but he's not ready to take the reins by himself. The thing is, if he had the same passion of when he was trying to tell his teammate how to get rid of the feeling when you get hit in the pellets by LaMarcus Aldridge's hand. Did you see that? I forget. It was Barton or somebody. Whoever got hit in the grapes by Aldridge when he reached down on the pick, and everybody was saying Aldridge should have been suspended for
it. Oh, yeah.
The first thing that the Joker did was start telling him, instead of putting your head between your knees, you're supposed to grab your junk and jump up and down. And they both were doing it. And I mean, he was adamant, like, no, you grab and you jump. That's like, funny. If he used that same passion with other things with his team, it might get the message across, but he's just not there yet.
That's funny.
So that was and look, Golden State, as I expected, they just sent a message like, okay, we're done playing around. And maybe that's they're refocusing again, but they looked outstanding last night. And the Clippers looked like a young team that's going to be better in the years to come. But,
well, they got a wake up call.
Yeah.
I mean, they certainly got a wake up call. So you wonder if the Clippers did themselves and the rest of the league any favors by giving them that wake up call that early on. Maybe it'd be better to lie and wait and catch them at home. But who knows? Hey, I know this: get upside, get your cash back. And if you like cash and you like money, then you're gonna love Get Upside. It is the app to download to your phone right now. If you have not done it already, you're crazy. First of all, you're leaving money wherever you're shopping, whether you're getting gas or food. You're leaving money at the pump or the table if you don't use Get Upside. First of all, download it completely free. It's in your app store, whatever phone you have. Just look in the app store, put in Get Upside, all one word. Download it to your phone, put in promo code Barry. That's my name, Barry. That's going to get you extra savings on your first fill up. It's so easy to use, man. That's what amazes me when people are like, does it really work? Yes. I wouldn't be on here preaching about it if it didn't really work. I use the app myself. My wife uses the app. Nick has it on his phone and uses it. AJ uses it. Like, this app works. I remember when they approached us about using, AJ was like, oh, I've been using that for a long time. Guys, this works. It gets you cash back on the stuff you buy, and it couldn't be easier. All you do is, let's say you're going to go fill up after work today for the weekend. You pull out Get Upside on your phone. You pull up the map. You search in your area. You click on the gas button, and it finds you every gas station in your area that's offering you a cash back deal. You pick the one you want. You go fill up. You pay with a debit card. Upload your receipt. It's that easy. The only extra step that you're not doing is uploading a receipt. You already use your debit card at the pump. That's it. I'm telling you, it couldn't be easier. And don't take my word for it. ABC 13 featured Get Upside on their website and on their show. You listeners have been sending me screenshots, $100, $200 in their Get Upside account already. Take advantage of it. You can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back on your gas purchases. You can get up to 35% cash back on your food purchases at hundreds of restaurants around the city. It's called Get Upside. Download that app, put in promo code Barry, get that cash back, and thank me later.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects. Hour one, 3-hour show. Happy to be here on a Good Friday.
My microphone needs Viagra.
Lube?
Something. ED meds. Won't stay up. Keeps falling over. Just flopping around in here. So I guess Kevin Durant was right.
About?
He's Kevin Durant.
Indeed he is.
I mean, he went for 38. I guess that whole little rant at the end that he went on where he's like, I'm Kevin Durant. That's Pat Beverly. I'm Kevin Durant. He was right.
I'll tell you this. He got another T last night.
Yeah.
Which would be three, but I believe they're going to rescind this
one. They did rescind one.
Did they rescind it already?
They rescinded it, yes.
Okay, because the two guys, evidently, they knew each other because you could see as they kept going back and forth, they were actually chuckling a little bit.
Yeah.
And they were both just astonished that they got technicals.
Yep.
Green and... Yeah, Durant.
Jermichael Green and Kevin Durant. Yeah, I saw a headline that said it's going to be rescinded.
I know you're a Rockets fan. You want him to keep stacking up the T's out there. But look, that if he deserved it and it was warranted, it's one thing. That one was not one that he deserved.
No, it wouldn't hurt my feelings if they left it.
Okay.
I mean, it's
that's
not like...
That's kind of like hoping Boogie or someone gets hurt. I mean,
it's not even close.
I think.
Are you really going to sit here and tell me that me wishing Kevin Durant gets a technical foul is the same as wishing he gets injured?
The reason behind it, you're hoping they stack up so that he may face a suspension, right?
Yeah, and that's okay. I'm okay with that. Wishing injury on somebody is completely different than getting them getting a cheap technical.
There's plenty of people out there that were on that bandwagon hard. Like, they don't care.
Don't sit there and try to say that because I wish he would have gotten that the technical sticks that it's the same as me wishing him an injury.
So it's kind of like.
No, it's like.
I just want to see the Rockets
could be
beat
career
him at full
threatening.
I would love to see him beat him at full strength.
He'd miss a game with a technical foul. He might miss a series or the playoffs or a year or could be out indefinitely with an injury. It's not the same thing, especially if it was. An injury is fluky, but there's a lot of risk involved. This is just a technical foul.
Missing a game can cost you a series. Just remember that. Draymond Green will tell you that.
That would that fine, and that you know what that same thing. I'm not gonna. It's just I don't feel like it's the same thing if a dude gets a technical and you're like, okay, that's cool. He probably didn't deserve it, but whatever.
Okay, so you don't. All right, so the Rockets hitting the airplane this afternoon. They'll head to Salt Lake City. They catch the unluck of the draw with the late game Saturday night, 9:30 Central Time. I think if there's any game that the Jazz have even a remote chance at winning, it would be this one.
Because of the travel first day and the altitude. That Utah altitude is no joke either.
It's not.
Denver gets a lot of credit for having an altitude city where it's tough to adjust. Utah is up there. Their altitude ain't no joke either.
It's a combo platter, right? It's their first home playoff game. It's the altitude. It's the travel. And if there's anything where you hope that you can switch the momentum of the series, you have the hope of everyone, including the players, that whether you go with the old NBA saying, the series doesn't really start till someone wins on the other team's home floor, or you can say, and I think Rubio was the one that said it, we're fine. We just got to do what we're supposed to do. They held serve. We go home. We're supposed to win at home. So I think that all sits on game three. But if the Rockets win and win convincingly in game three, I think they'll fold up their tents and go home.
Yeah, I think you hate to talk about must wins, but
it is for
it's
Utah,
a must win for Utah, because you're right. If they go down 3-0, this isn't a team that's built like the Rockets versus the Suns, and they're not coming back. If they go down 3-0, all you have to do as this Rockets team is win one of the next. That's going to be too much to overcome. Now, if they win this, they win again. Then it becomes a little more interesting if you come back to Houston tied 2-2. Now it's best of three, and anything can happen at that point, especially if you've proven you can beat them twice.
And if the Rockets needed any external motivation, which I don't think they do like Golden State, but the one thing that, because of what happened last night in the Warriors-Clippers series, you don't want to screw around with the Jazz. Get done with them as soon as you can.
Yep.
Stay healthy, take care of business, and then let's get it on.
Yeah, I'm with
the
you.
Warriors.
I'm with you. So, you give LA a chance to even win one game at home? Do you think they win this next game?
I honestly think they shot everything in the game that they won. Yeah.
Okay.
And so, again, same situation with the Clippers. I would have said with all that momentum from getting a split in the Bay Area, coming back home, first game in LA, crowd should be jacked up. We should be ready to play thinking we got a shot. And then you get blasted. I think that basically says all you need to know about where the Clippers are in winning a game at home.
Yeah, that's probably true. Kind of like what San Antonio did is what you're talking about.
Right.
They went on the road. They won one. They come back. They took care of business, and now they're in the driver's seat. Now they control that series for sure.
That's crazy, but it's true, yeah. And again, it's a perfect scenario, and I said I thought Pop was angling to play them in the playoffs because he's just a savvy coach, And that roster is really good. It's not a great regular season roster, but it's a really good playoff roster because it's a nice mix between young players and you still got some seasoned veterans. You got a Bellinelli, you got an Aldridge, you got a DeMar DeRozan who can fill up the points in the box score. And then you got young kids that can step up, play defense, and do some things, even a Patty Mills. San Antonio, I think you're right. They're in the driver's seat for this series, and I think they just blitzed the Nuggets, and the Nuggets didn't know what they were in for.
Yeah. Are you impressed at all with the Sixers win?
A little bit, because Embiid didn't play. And you know, the first two games, the Nets kind of made a statement like that they weren't going to just get blasted.
That they're tough.
Yeah.
They'll hang around.
And then again, at home, you would think that they would have had a better showing.
Yeah, especially, again, going on the road, mm-hmm. stealing one, and that one wasn't even close. And no Joel Embiid kind of sends a message, if you're talking about sending messages. It's like, we didn't have our best player on the court, and we were still able to get it done on the road.
And don't think Ben Simmons didn't send one either. Thanks to Jared Dudley's idiotic opportunity to take shots at Ben Simmons about if he's on, he said something to the effect of, if he's in transition and in fast break, he's an all-star. But if you get him in a half-court game, he's just average. And yeah. Thank you, finally, Ben Simmons, for showing a little maturity. After the game, they gave him the opportunity to take more shots at Jared Dudley, and he goes, no, I think we're done with that now. We've buried that, and we can move on because his numbers spoke for themselves. He was dominant last night.
Yeah, he was.
So the only game that I think I'm really interested in tonight is the late game, because I think if Oklahoma City wins this one, again, just like we were saying, first game back home, you know, you got hammered in the second game in Portland. You were in it in the first game in Portland. If you win tonight in OKC, then I think that could be a long series. It could be fun to watch.
Yeah.
But if Portland takes this one, it's over.
But real quick, while you were saying that, mm-hmm. I pulled up the Ben Simmons shot chart.
God, isn't that crazy?
There's not a single shot outside of the key. The furthest he got outside of the key was where they stand to get a rebound on a free throw.
On the blocks.
Yeah. That's the furthest shot he took. And he put up 36, 31?
31, I think. Nick and I were talking 31. About this during the season. But like, I'll tell you this to add to your point.
Dude has no jump shot. Not even a mid-range.
So first thing is, you can't knock a guy for not having a jump shot and bust him when he's still putting up numbers like this. Because like, it's kind of like the Greek Freak a year ago. If he develops any kind of a shot at all, he could almost be unguardable. But here's the thing. To add to what you were saying, do you know what his average distance of a shot for the, you know, because they say, you know, a lot of guys average like 23.5 feet per shot if they're a three-point shooter, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
The average distance of Ben Simmons made shots this year, 5.5 feet.
Wasn't that Zion, though?
Wow.
Yeah, Zion's got to develop a jump shot, too, for sure.
Yeah.
But he's still in college. This guy's doing it at a high, scoring at a high level in the NBA.
At the highest level.
Yeah.
Without the ability All-star. To shoot anything outside of the key.
I'm not mad at that player.
He can shoot him. He just can't make him. He's awful.
Yeah, he is. He has no jump shot. It's been like, that's been his MO. You would think that it would have been developed a little bit by now.
Yeah.
It just hasn't.
I pulled up game two. Every single shot. They didn't even make it to the block, to the rebounding block for the free throw line.
Well, the average distance of your shot is 5.5 feet.
That's awful.
That's pretty. That says screams. You need some work in the offseason.
Wow.
On facing the basket. Okay, so we'll continue to roll on. 1 hour still. One in the books. Still 2 hours to go. And before we hit the break, I want to tell you about the good people at Twin Peaks. With all the NBA action we were just talking about, and with all the NFL draft coming up next week, a Bellator 220 is coming. Stanley Cup playoffs in full swing in the NHL. There's no better spot to go and check out sports as well as the scenic views and get great food and beverage than Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks. It's scenic views with some of the best looking waitresses you're going to find. It's great food, it's 29-degree beer, and it's just an unbelievably warm and inviting environment for you to enjoy sports and hang out with your buddies, your friends, your family. It's just a great place. We did remotes there during the end of the Final Four and March Madness. Every single location we went to, same thing. Great, great, great-looking people, but better than that, the food was great, the drinks were cold, everything is affordable, and there's always enough TVs to watch whatever sporting event you want to watch. Right now, they've got some new menu items that are smoker selects that feature smoked meats cooked low and slow over hickory wood, like smoky ribs, Carolina pulled pork sandwiches, and other items made from scratch. And again, those beers, always 29-degree drafts, served by the best-in-class Twin Peaks girls. So stop on it and see one of the six locations in the Houston area. It's Twin Peaks. It's eats. It's drinks. It's scenic views.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.